On FM, online and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria, Johannesburg en Tzaneen, a maximum van 26 vanmiddag.
Got a stationary vehicle on the M1 South after the ramp from the N4. And we've also got, believe it or not, in the rain on a Sunday, roadworks on the N12 East at the ramp to Klipperivier Reiland.
Ons begin met internasionale nuus en president Donald Trump sê hy sal Amerikaanse oliemaatskappye toelaat om Venezuela se massiewe olie-reserwes te ontgin.
As everyone knows, the oil business in Venezuela has been a bust, a total bust, for a long period of time. They were pumping almost nothing by comparison to what they could have been pumping. We're going to have our very large United States oil companies, the biggest anywhere in the world, go in, spend billions of dollars, fix the badly broken oil infrastructure, and start making money for the country.
Die Amerikaanse weermag het gister 'n reeks luchtaanvalle op Venezuela se hoofstad Caracas uitgevoer waar tydens president Nicolas Maduro en sy vrou gevange geneem is. Hulle het sedertdien in New York aangekom waar hulle tereg staan op verskeie aanklagte, insluitend dwelmsmokkelary en wapenhandel. Die VN-veiligheidsraad sal intussen môre vergader na die naweek se verwikkelinge. Wêreldleiers het verskillende reaksies op die Amerikaanse optrede gehad, met talle wat kommer uitgespreek het dat internasionale reg en beginsels deur die Amerikaanse optrede geskend is. Die Suid-Afrikaanse regering sê die Amerikaanse optrede is 'n skending van die VN-handves. Hier is die woordvoerder van die Departement van Internasionale Betrekkinge en Samewerking, Crispin Peary.
History has repeatedly demonstrated that military invasions against sovereign states yield only instability and deepening a crisis. Unlawful unilateral force of this nature undermines the stability of the international law system and the principle of equality among states.
Na die Noordwes waar 2 mense dood en meer as 40 beseer is toe hulle by 'n sportveld in Moretele deur weerlig getref is, munisipale woordvoerder Motopi Malebei sê die slagoffers het 'n kulturele en gemeenskapfees bygewoon toe die weerlig getref het.
Some who were also affected were taken to the nearest clinic in Matthiestad and some were referred to our nearest Jubilee Hospital and were still waiting to hear from the Department of Health about the progress of those who were affected.
In die Vrystaat is 6 mense dood in 'n padongeluk op die R26 naby Fourierberg. Volgens berigte was 'n sedan en 'n minibus taxi by die botsing by 'n kruising betrokke. Provinsiale polisiewoordvoerder Mako Mopering sê nooddienste en wetstoepassers het deur die nag gewerk om die toneel te bestuur en hulp aan die beseerdes te verleen.
3 people died in the accident, while the taxi driver and 2 passengers died at the scene. 19 others were injured and taken to hospitals in Bethlehem and Botlhokong. Police are investigating a case of culpable homicide.
En Bafana Bafana afrigter Hugo Broos sê sy span sal onverbeter veg wanneer hulle vanaand om 9:00 teen Kameroen te staan kom in die Afrika beker ronde van 16 kragmeting in Rabat. Broos het 5-malige kampioene Kameroen in 2017 na Afghan glorie gelei.
If you win an Afghan with a country, there's always a little place in your heart that stays for the rest of your life. That's the case also with Cameroon and me. It will always be there. I can't have mercy with them. I want to win the game because I'm coach from South Africa now. It's a special game, I have to say that.
Ek is Martina van der Walt Eilers. Meer oor hierdie en ander stories op jackrandafm.com. Klik op news.
By the way, you were talking about Leonardo DiCaprio in yes. In your first bulletin. Do you know that he's actually turned his back on the 21st century?
How come?
Well, it's just turned 26.
I like that one.
Sassy Sunday.